This is part two of a message by David Ebal entitled Nehushtan.
I'm speaking right now of worshiping a past move of God. Now you think about that. And all of us, we see Nehushtans raised high on poles for people to worship that are really a thing of brass. A past move of God, something that God was in but has now moved on. How many understand this? Okay, then let's try it out and see now. A friend of mine was searching for a definition, and he had to define a denomination. So after he'd studied for a long time, he finally said, a denomination is a tombstone to a past revival. Now you think for just a minute now. And I'm not trying to be nasty with anybody. Does anybody feel like I'm being mean? No. No, every one of us have moves of God in our own lives that if we're not careful of, that thing will turn into our own personal Nehushtan. If I would have only written this white book as true as everything is in the book, and if I would have never listened to Betty and her mother and Pastor Luke on that special morning, I could have never written this book. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if I would have stuck it out with this thing, and this would have been the only revelation that I was looking for, it's the only revelation I ever got. And this would have been my... Say it. Nehushtan. Well, praise God, that's not Nehushtan. It's still the best book on Revelation. But it's not Nehushtan. Then we went on. But if this had been the end of it, and if all I wanted to do was go to business meetings and argue with people about the tribulation, that could have been my Nehushtan, but you won't find me arguing. I'll keep going. Now, if this was the thing, see? You see what I'm driving at?
Amen.
I can't stop. I can't stop and worship any of those things. As much as I think those are all individual truths and very important, if I build my denomination around... Do you see what I'm driving at? If I built my Bible school or my... name it, kingdom, then it will be my Nehushtan. And it'll be my failure. And by the grace of God, I'm not going to stop, but I'm going on. Now, there was a group of people who were being led to the wilderness who said, praise God, isn't this a marvelous rock? Did you notice how the water comes out? And it's so good, and it's cold, and it just meets all my needs. I think I will pitch my tent and stay right here. Then, when the pillar of fire by night and cloud by day began to move off the tabernacle and move down the way, most of them picked up and said, I will follow the glory. But some said, oh, it's too comfortable right here. Then the rock became their Nehushtan. I'll stop, and it's your turn. What do you know lately that could turn into a Nehushtan? What are you thinking about? Real moves of God.
Well, the first thing that came to me when you talked about that was if this snake was a Nehushtan, well, then Jesus was raised up. And then the verse of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 came to me. where you aren't supposed to get stuck just looking at Jesus, but you're supposed to move on in Jesus' life and become perfect like him, not just standing there and getting stuck on this.
Just stuck on the one part. Let's say it another way. I've had a little thought. I've had a chance a few more hours on this, so I'm going to take what you said. I'm going to say it this way. If your Jesus is still on the cross, then it's a... But if Jesus is in the tomb, then the tomb is your... But if Jesus is... Well, if you're worshiping an empty tomb, Easter Christian, then the empty tomb is your... But if you're still in the upper room, then the upper room is your... Come on, you Pentecostals. Come on. How many know that tongues can easily be in the hushstand?
Amen.
Come on now. As much as we see the value in each one of these steps, still, any one of them could be our the hushstand. We know of certain people who believe that God is, but they wonder if Jesus ever was. We know of other people who believe that Jesus is the Christ, and by his blood they're saved. But I'll tell you, they don't believe that verse that says, by his stripes they're healed. Because the blood is there, they won't go another step. Am I making sense to anybody here tonight? And then, we know people who say, well, praise God for the healing, but I'm sure don't believe in all that holiness or sanctification or second work or how many understand what I'm talking about? And on and on. So each group then, and I showed you the revival denominations, the seven major ones, wants to tend to stop at their own, but by the grace of God, there's not one person here that's going to stop, but every person here is going to go all the way and never worship Nehushtan. There's not a person here that's ever going to have another Nehushtan. You're going to see it in your life, and you're going to identify it, and you're going to turn to your spouse or your family and say, well, that's nothing but a... And over the next several months, this thing is going to operate in your life continually as you begin to see the difference between what Jesus said and the traditions and commandments of men, or past revivals, a past move of God, not what God is doing today, but what God did 50, 100, 150, 200 years ago. And we can't stop. I want every person here to agree with me that you'll not stop and never stop and worship a Nehushtan. Go ahead, you're about to pop.
But Nehushtan, does that have to tie in at all with the Mark of the Beast?
Nehushtan is worshiping a move of God. The mark of the beast is worshiping a counterfeiter, or an opposite, or a the other side of the coin. So I don't connect it too close, though you might if you want. But to me, it's another leaf, another page on my lessons. Yes. That, yes, defending your faith is a Nehushtan. I don't want to get too sensitive. You see, that I'm living in right in the middle of a very serious problem right now. But this is one where some people actually believe that the faith includes believing certain things. They believe, you know, you got to save by the blood, washed by the water, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we're going to get raptured at a certain day. And see, if you don't believe exactly, well, in my case, I don't believe we're going to be raptured on that day. I moved the rapture a couple of days. Well, then, in their minds, I don't believe the gospel. You see, in the mind of that kind of a person, why, yeah, they're defending their faith because their faith depends on the song that the choir was singing. Or some other part of theology. Do you see where I'm driving it? And so, we got to go on. We cannot stop at anybody's revival denomination. Now, this also implies one other thing. Every one of us have to go through every one of them. I don't know whether you caught that or not. Yeah, I really believe that. I don't believe that you can really come all the way into this perfect man, having the mind of Christ and conform to His own image, until you have first been... Now, don't everybody jump, but here goes. I really believe you've got to be a Catholic and a Lutheran and a then become a Puritan and then become a Baptist. Well, first Baptist, then Puritan, then Methodist. Am I making sense to anybody here? Because each one of these groups had its own truth. Now you're saying, well, I'll never be a Catholic. Well, listen here. The fact you're using your Bible proves you're a Catholic. Because it was translated right out of MSS 1260 in the Vatican.
Right.
And so if you've got a Bible, you're a Catholic. Because it came right out of the Vatican. And what I'm trying to say is that each one of us can trace in our lineage, in our spiritual lineage. Am I making sense?
Amen.
To all these truths. And let's not ignore any of these past revivals, but let's not stop and camp at anyone, or it will become our...
Amen.
Now you got it. In other words, we embrace and love all of the truths that each one has brought us or restored us to. But we will not set our tent, drive our stakes, and camp and say, I have arrived. But we'll say, I'm on the trail. And I'm going. Is that making sense to anybody here? Man, this makes sense to me. I love it. Glory. All right, then I'd like for you to pray with me, and this is my prayer. I would like for you to agree that there's not a person here that every one of us will never... never camp at a Nehushtan and worship a past move of God. Is that a reasonable prayer request?
Amen.
Let's stand and pray. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we're a needy people and we need you. Lord, we just trust you for your love and your protection right now. For the words that I've said, Lord, that are true, then we want eyes that will see and ears that hear. Increase our understanding. Give us gifts, Lord, good memories. Help us to remember these things and apply them and use them. Lord, for anything that I've said that's wrong or untimely, something that shouldn't have been said right now, but it should have been said for some other time, then, Lord, we just pray for blinders on our eyes and stoppers in our ears. Because, Jesus, we just want to know you. Lord, we want to put on the mind of Christ. And we want to conform to your own image. We want to change from what we are to what we ought to be. So, Lord, we pray that you'll just work out those changes in us. Now, Lord, in the realm of this Nehushtan, thank you, Lord, for your past moves. They've been good. We acknowledge your hand in every one of them, Lord. We know you're in the past. We know you're in the history, and you brought us to what we are tonight. But our Father, don't let us stay here. Don't let us camp and stop where we are. Don't let us just worship a past move of God. But Lord, with our hand in the hand of the man that stilled the waters, let us move on. Let us go all the way into the tabernacle experience, into the Holy of Holies, into the secret place of the Most High. And Lord, we pray that none of us will ever, ever get the idea that we've arrived. But we're on the trail. And we're going. Now, Lord, we pray that every spirit and every soul and every body, physical body, that's here tonight, will be preserved unto the coming of the Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Everyone singing with your eyes closed and your hands unto Him. Hallelujah.
God. He's the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Sing it with power. And to chew your own food, and then developing further, you found a taste for other things. And as a child, you said, I don't like this and I don't want that. But later on in life, you discovered the goodness of that which had been rejected. So it is in the development of the Spirit, and in the development of the killing of the soul and the release of the Spirit, that as maturity comes, the digestive processes mature also. And the eating process is mature. And the finery of the cutlery demands a mature man or woman. And so I have instructed you to study, to show yourself approved, a workman unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth.
I have begun a work, and it's going to be a beautiful work in my eyes, for I brought it. And you will be done things I see fit. I will bring you to a place, my place. Come to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Inasmuch as you have become members of my body, I will keep you safely in my compass and guide you to my glory forever in peace.
Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Let your peace, righteousness, and joy reign.
The word killeth, but the spirit giveth life.
Thank you.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he'll take me by the hand and lead me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and he'll take me by the hand and lead me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Now raise it 2 notes for me. Somebody started higher. What a day that will be, oh, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, then he'll take me by the hand and lead me to the promised. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he'll take me by the hand and lead me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
He is the mighty.
Be sure to send for your free catalog of Bible teaching tapes. Send your name and address with zip code to David E. Ball Bible School.